You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 15th. Fox News is coming under fire for a special it aired profiling a trans-identified child during what LGBT activists recognize as Pride Month. The America Newsroom report from correspondent Brian Yanas featured Rylan Whittington, a trans-identified 14-year-old girl living in California. The report presented a favorable perspective on allowing children to transition, with Yanas claiming, quote, "People are afraid of what they do not understand." Conservative blogger and political commentator Matt Walsh, who regularly appears on Fox News and recently spearheaded a documentary about gender ideology, slammed the network for airing a report painting the gender transition of a minor in a positive light. He said, quote, "We have to call out this evil lunacy wherever we see it, especially on our own side." The reporter says that the child announced a new gender as a toddler. Does Fox want us to believe that babies can choose their gender? Ben Shapiro, the editor emeritus of the Daily Wire and host of the Ben Shapiro Show, also took to Twitter to call out the network, tweeting, quote, "This would be absolute despicable lunacy if I saw it on CNN or MSNBC. To see it on Fox News is a complete betrayal of anything remotely resembling conservatism or decency." Research from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University suggests that millions of American women of childbearing age, ages 15 to 44, are unaware of the process and benefits of adoption. Teenage girls demonstrated the lowest level of basic knowledge about adoption, 23%, compared to approximately half of women nationwide. More than a quarter of women, 27%, were unaware that a birth mother can continue her education or job throughout the pregnancy and adoption proceedings without losing any income or benefits. Women in their 40s and married women tended to be the most informed regarding adoption. Common motivations behind the willingness to place a child for adoption included the mother's financial situation, her desire to do what is in the best interest of the child, a desire to help a family seeking to adopt a child, and the mother recognizing her personal lack of preparation or maturity to raise a child. In honor of Flag Day, the American Journey Experience has a special article describing how Flag Day came to be a U.S. holiday and why Americans should celebrate the day as fervently as they do the 4th of July. The museum explains, quote, "While July 4th celebrates our Declaration of Independence from tyranny and Memorial Day honors those who have given their lives to preserve our freedom, Flag Day reminds us that though diverse and different as we may be, we are one nation. That was, after all, the purpose of the flag, to unify the disparate colonies and inspire them to fight together." You can read more of this article at the link in the podcast description. Video filtering company VidAngel's latest ad campaign features a dirty-talking dog in a bid to promote the company's features that remove offensive language and other adult content from TV shows and movies. The Dogs Are Dirty campaign was envisioned as a way to capture the attention of Christians and non-Christians alike, with the VidAngel CEO explaining, quote, "Dogs are universally loved and humor has a universal appeal, so getting a dog's observations on his humans that use VidAngel is simultaneously warm and funny, which people will enjoy." Voddie Baucham, a fierce opponent of critical race theory and a beloved preacher among the more conservative wing of the Southern Baptist Convention, lost his bid to become the next president of the SBC Pastors Conference to a relatively unknown North Carolina pastor. Pastor Daniel Descartes of Friendly Avenue Baptist Church in Greensboro got the nod over Baucham to preside over the two-day SBC Pastors Conference, which takes place before annual meetings. The tightly contested voting session occurred during the denomination's annual meeting Monday. Descartes received 690 of the 1,357 ballots cast. Baucham received 608, and 59 votes were rejected, the Tennessean reported. Jordan Easley, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Cleveland, Tennessee, nominated Descartes for the position. Easley said his main reason for nominating Descartes was his love for the SBC, according to the Alabama Baptist. Easley said, quote, "He was born in an SBC church. He was raised and discipled by faithful men and women in SBC churches. His father was an SBC pastor. He was called to ministry in an SBC church." Dan Herron, the founding pastor of Hope Presbyterian Church in Bloomington, Indiana, who filed a defamation lawsuit against a group of women who accused him of sexual harassment, will have a case against him brought before the denomination's highest court. His case will be brought before the PSA Standing Judicial Commission, a church body comprised of 12 teaching elders and 12 ruling elders. The hearing comes amid allegations that the Central Indiana Presbytery mishandled the allegations. Last year, Herron filed a defamation lawsuit against two women who accused him of harassment. A jury trial in the case is slated to begin in April 2023. The presbytery initially punished Heron for taking the matter to the secular court system, but that discipline was eventually reversed, according to the Roy's report. During an Instagram video last week, actress Candace Cameron Bure was filled with emotion as she urged her fans to help push back against the current state of the world. The professing Christian called on her 5.5 million followers to engage in a gratitude challenge, announcing, quote, "I am grateful for God, Lord Jesus Christ, who's in control of all of it. I'm grateful that he's already given all of us the ability to be justified before him and be sanctified throughout the process of my life, and that he redeems it all at the end." We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.